My Name is Bill. That's the title of a new book by Susan Cheever, and it's about Bill Wilson, who co-founded Alcoholics Anonymous in 1935. My name is Bill is, of course, the first half of a sentence Bill Wilson must have said thousands of times. My name is Bill, and I'm an alcoholic. In the book, Miss Cheever writes that Bill Wilson's ideas are among the most influential of the 20th century. His understanding of alcoholism and his ideas about addiction continue to dominate recovery programs of all kinds. Susan Cheever joins us from our studios in New York City. Miss Cheever, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, you spend a lot of time early in the book talking about the unhappiness of Bill Wilson's early life, and you use that as a sort of an explanation for why drinking was so seductive to this man.
You know, one of the reasons I decided to write the book was I went to East Dorset, Vermont, where he was born and grew up, and where he was summarily dumped in his grandparents' house after both his parents took off when he was 10 years old. And I happened to be in the grandparents' house, in the house where Bill lived. And I knew that Bill Wilson, even as a 10-year-old, was almost 6 feet tall. And it's a tiny little New England house built for practicality. And walking down the stairs of the house, I suddenly felt what it would be like to be a 10-year-old with no parents, who was so tall that he had to stoop to get down the stairs. But the interesting thing about Bill Wilson's childhood is that Vermont was dry when he was growing up. They taught temperance in the schools. He experienced both the delights of alcoholism around him as a child and people's attempts to get sober and all the different ways that people attempted to get sober. It was amazing, you know, looking at his life, how many, many things that happened to him ended up being useful to him when he faced the problem of his own drinking.
He spent almost his whole life, I guess, in response to those temperance meetings, his young life, determined not to drink. And
yes,
he got to be a fully grown man, enlisted in the military during the First World War before he took a drink.
Well, it's very, very usual for alcoholics to have a drink either when they're trying not to drink or before they've ever had a drink. And the drink doesn't really, you know, they don't end up in jail, their car's not repossessed, and they think, well, maybe I can have a drink every now and then. And with alcoholics, pretty quickly that drink every now and then becomes a disaster. The solution to life becomes life's biggest problem. And that's what happened to Bill with this, starting with the Bronx Cocktail.
Could we hear a little bit of that? It's page 75. He talks about the Bronx Cocktail, which is a drink of gin and orange juice and sweet vermouth. And he likes it. And then he has another one.
The second Bronx Cocktail was what really did the trick. Suddenly, the gawky soldier felt completely at home in this fancy crowd. Bill laughed and relaxed and told stories. Everyone laughed with him. Soon he was one of those people he had been so impressed by, one of those men who seemed to belong exactly where he was.
He was a happy man.
He was a happy man.
Now, he finally gets to a point, and it actually happens pretty quickly, where he's basically a drunk.
That's right.
And so once Bill Wilson got into the downward spiral of alcoholism, where he tried to stop drinking and failed, he betrayed his friendships, he mistreated his wife.
Exactly.
And in that process, he discovered, I guess, the ideas that would become Alcoholics Anonymous.
It's a very personal story, and that was one of the wonderful things about writing this biography, was watching this man piece together the things that became the foundation of this extraordinary movement.
Now, he put it together with a friend who was the co-founder with him of AA. Dr. Bob is the way
his name survives. That was what Bill discovered when he wanted to drink, and he reached out to another alcoholic, and he found Dr. Bob, and he helped Dr. Bob get sober, and that kept him sober. And so the date of Dr. Smith's last drink, Dr. Bob's last drink, is the date of the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous, June 10th, 1935.
Now, the 12 steps, the principles upon which AA is founded. I'm fascinated with the notion that only another drunk could talk to a drunk about drinking. that that was the key, the sort of the centerpiece of the whole thing?
Well, it's one of the keys. There are many centerpieces, but that was what Bill discovered when he wanted to drink and he reached out to another alcoholic and he found Dr. Bob. But it's only one of the pieces. And, you know, Bill sat down about a year later and wrote the 12 steps. He actually lay down in bed with a pad and decided that he would just write out the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous and see how many there were, and there were 12. Those are really the 12 steps almost as we know them today. But the reaching out to another alcoholic is one of the many components of this incredible movement, which is the best thing we have to combat alcoholism and addiction, and which, may I say, has really changed the way we view addiction and therefore changed the way we see human nature. In other words, when Bill Wilson was an alcoholic in the 1930s, there wasn't any treatment. You either went for something they called purge and puke, or you were just institutionalized, and that was the end of that.
You write quite a bit about how he was capable of being enormously charming, that he was a very good-looking man all his life, although he didn't apparently appreciate that fact at the beginning. But he also is a bit of a monster. I mean, I just wondered how you felt about this man once you had all of the information in front of you and you were writing about him. I mean, he was awful to his family. His incredibly long-suffering wife had a lot to suffer through. What did you think of Bill Wilson in the end?
I have to disagree with you. If I have a flaw as Bill Wilson's biographer, it's that I really just ended up loving him and having, you know, I started with respect for him. I ended up just falling in love with him. He treated his family beautifully. Are you kidding? I mean, his parents abandoned him when he was 10 years old, and yet he's writing them letter after letter, sending them a check when he has no money, inviting them to come and live with him. Live with him. And as for his marriage to Lois Wilson, they were married for 53 years. And they stayed friends for 53 years. And I don't know about you, but I don't think I get to criticize how they made that work. I don't think I get to say, well, he should have done this, or she should have done that, or he didn't treat her well, or she didn't treat him well. They had something that I think was miraculous.
You're a big admirer, then. You get to the end of his life a big admirer.
I am a big admirer.
Susan Cheever's book about the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous is called My Name is Bill. Susan Cheever, thank you very much.
Thank you.